where, oh, I used to cut all the boys' hair. And I would take a tallest trash can that we had and turn it upside down and put a pillow or a blanket or something on it. And the boys would sit up there. I would have to raise them up. And I had a barber cloth that fit around their neck, down in front of them, around their neck. And I had other electric clippers and scissors and whatever. I think that stopped. And whenever the boys got a haircut, well, Nancy thought she had to have a haircut also. And I would finish cutting the boys' hair, and then Nancy would have to get up on the trash can, and I would hold the back end of the clippers against her head and turn them on and run the comb through her hair so that she felt the vibration from the clippers and she could hear the sound of the clippers. And then after I would finish with the clippers, I would run the comb through her hair and back away from her head. I would snip the scissors, and I snipped them pretty good, and run the comb through her hair and run the snippers, and never cut a hair. I never did cut a hair of her head. And but she was satisfied. She thought she had a haircut too, just like all the boys did. There's my phone. Maybe Douglas.